First of all, I bring you greetings from thousands and thousands of Pentecostal Church of God believers, hundreds of national ministers, Bible college students and faculty, and children at the orphanage. Amen. I remember, as your pastor said, it was in 1990 I made the first connection with these precious people. It was at the other church. After the church, they took us to their home to eat. They gave us a good lunch. Ever since, we are in touch and we have been praying for these people. For the last 25 years, constantly, without fail, you have been supporting our missions in India. Amen. Our people are very dedicated. And I departed from India, they told me specifically, say hello, thank you to Brother and Sister Stones. Because whenever we get the money, get the support, we get a statement from the World Mission, a green bar. It has several pages. And the executive committee and the main people, they go through the list, how much what they gave on a monthly basis. And they all are very thankful for you, also to the church here in Tecumseh. Amen. I like to read a verse from the Bible, Gospel of Matthew chapter 22, verse 9. There we read, go to the highways, and as many as you shall find, bid to the marriage. I always read an Indian language Bible. It is a big one. There is only one version in Malayalam, in Indian Bible. In America, you have so many kind, King James, NIV, so many versions that you can use. But there, always, we use only one version. So, one of the advantages is that people all over India, they by heart Bible verses, because they have to read only one version. So here, in our Bible says, go to the streets, because there is no highways, as many highways as we have in America. But we have local streets, small roads. Get out from your home, go to streets. Whoever you see, there are a lot of people in India. It is not a secluded community there. When I come here in America, if you want to see people, you go to a shopping mall, or a bank, or a church. But there, we just get out from your house. Hundreds of people, they move around. Wherever you go, people. The word of God says, go to the streets, invite everyone. Tell them, come on, we have something is ready for you. So go to the highways and invite or bid everyone to come in. We know this is a parable told by our Lord Jesus Christ. You know what is a parable? In order to understand things that are hidden, mysterious, common people cannot understand. Educated people, to some extent, educated people only understand. Poor people with less knowledge won't be able to understand what Jesus says always. So, what you have to see, what you have to do is invite everyone to come in. So Jesus used many formats, and one of them is parable. There are about 200 parables in the Bible. So this is one of the parables Jesus used. In this parable, you can see at least 5 groups of people. There is a king. We know our God is our king. The king has a son. We know our God has a son, Jesus Christ. Third group of people. People who are known as servants of the king. Biblically speaking, we are his servants. Number 4. People who have rejected the invitation of the king. He is making a big feast for his son's wedding. There are people, oh, they said, I don't have time. Rejected it. The final group, people who have accepted the invitation. That is what we are. Come to India. I will show you millions and millions of people, they have nothing to do with the gospel of Jesus Christ. They reject it. In this parable, at least four invitations were given to the people to come in. To have a nice supper. Four invitations. Number one, the king said, he himself went out and invited people. Number one invitation, our God himself gave the invitation for the entire world. That is why he sent his only begotten son to be hanged on the cross of Calvary for the salvation of the people. So first invitation came from heaven itself. Amen. Second one, Jesus himself gave invitation. Come to me. Even after his resurrection, he told his disciples, go all over the world. Go to the entire nations. Teach them. Make them disciples. Baptize them. I am going to be with you always. At the end of the world, whenever that is going to be, I am going to be with you. So the second invitation by the king sends himself. Third one. The king sent his servants. Tell them. Invite them. Remind them. I already gave the invitation. Now it is your job to get out from the comfort zone of the kingdom. Get out. Tell the people. Remind them. I already gave the invitation. You go remind them. When they went out, when they gave the invitation again, reminded about the invitation, some of them said, no, I have no time to come. Even if it is good for a good feast, I have no time. I bought a business. I have to take care of my business. I bought a piece of land. I have to go for farming. I have no time. Amen. But these servants were so persistent. Can you imagine that? You tell the American people, especially one time, second time, they get bothered. They get angry. Go to India. You can knock their door any time of the day or night. Here you go to someone else's home at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. They shoot you with a gun. Over there, people are so patient. When you knock even at the midnight, they will open the door, ask you what you need. No matter whether they are Pentecostal, Hindus or Muslims, people are a little bit more patient over there. Tell them, so we are after these people that Jesus told us to tell you about a good news. Come to church, get saved, get your name written in the book of life in heaven. Our people are doing that. But nowadays it is not possible in most of the places because majority of the Hindu people, they don't like conversion. Many states in India, they have passed laws against conversion. Even we cannot eat in some parts of India beef. We cannot kill a cow. That is holy to these people. Still we go. Dear people, here in America we have too much freedom. Unless you get out from this nation to go to a third world country, you will not realize how much blessed, how much freedom we have here in America. You can distribute gospel tracts here in any states. But fanatic Hindus who live in societies over there, they will kill you for just speaking the word of God, just giving invitation to these people. They don't like it. Some of the servants in this parable, they got beaten. They got tortured. I remember one day I was preaching in an intersection. Like open air meetings. As we were speaking, a young Hindu man came and spat on my face. Told me, stop preaching. We don't like it. We don't like conversions. I wiped the spittle. Kept on preaching. Last month, couple of months ago, a pastor named Brother Martin, he went to preach in a slum area with his wife riding on a bike. He went there, started preaching the word of God. A group of Hindu fanatics came. with big sharpened knives started beating him. And he fell on the floor. In a pool of blood, he died. His wife was attacked, but she didn't die. She was taken to hospital. Dear people, that wife is still preaching the word of God. Amen. It was in all national news. He was a Pentecostal preacher. It happened in our state, at the border state. They give their life, not much freedom, for preaching the word of God. Long time ago, a Hindu fanatic group put a bounty for my head, 100,000 rupees for preaching the word of God. 25 years ago when we went there, we did not even have a single Pentecostal Church of God church there. All these years, despite of the threat from Hindus and Muslim fanatics, our preachers and pastors gone up to the mountains, remote areas, not fearing for their life. They are preaching the word of God, inviting people, and thousands of people are inherited the kingdom of God because of their work. In our conventions, you know, you, Pastor, you come to our conventions. We'll have thousands and thousands of Pentecostal Church of God believers all over India. They come together for a week of convention. Amen. Because the Lord is working there. Some of the servants in this parable got beaten, tortured, and some of them even got killed. After hearing this, the king became so furious. Very mad. He sent his army and tortured the cities. Killed so many people who touched his servants. He came back. The servants came back. The army came back. Told the king what happened. He started sending another group of people. Giving the last invitation. The fourth invitation. Go to the highways. Call everybody. Before, I told you to call the selected ones. The one I tell you to call. Now I am giving you the authority to give the invitations to everybody. Dear people, we started our work in India 25 years ago. Last year, the Lord told me, don't be concise in India. There are surrounding nations around India. So the Lord told me, enlarge the boundary of India. Go to Nepal, country of Nepal. That is just the border state north of India. When we went there, we found out it is the only declared Hindu nation in the world. The entire country declared, we are Hindus. We are a Hindu nation. You cannot start a church here. Amen. They passed a law that all Christian activities are activities to shake the government of Nepal. Dear children of God, with your prayers and support, right now we have 5 Pentecostal Church of God churches in the country of Nepal. Amen. Then we took fasting. We prayed, Lord, give us more countries. Over there, our ministers and believers are living very sacrificially. Very God-fearing people. When I come to this country, I never seen a minister took 21 days fasting or 40 days fasting in any church. All these years I've been living here since 1979. Go over there. Every week, every month, they will have fasting prayer. Some pastors take 40-day fasting without eating anything. Just to drink water. Some pastors, they take fasting for 21 days. The entire church people come. And whenever they can, they join the pastor with fasting. So the churches are growing day by day. Miracles are happening. The apostolic miracles that happened during the time of apostles, it is actually happening in many parts of India. So the Lord told us, make a contact someone in Bangladesh. That is also towards the northern part of India. It was known as East Pakistan before. East and West. This is known as Western Pakistan. Amen. We got a bishop named Bishop Lawrence. Lawrence Sarkar. Amen. He started preaching the word of God. We used to send him $150 every month. He has 5 churches established under him, and 7 pastors are working with the Pentecostal Church of God in Bangladesh. That is a Muslim nation. So many fanatic and jihadist people there. And Bangladesh ranks the 35 on the list of countries where they torture and kill Christians. Thank God we have 35 of those churches. 5 of those churches under him. Amen. And we are praying, Lord, give us more countries. The Lord is talking to me. By the time I come next time, I will have Sri Lanka. That is the southern part of the continent. Southern tip of India. It is a separate nation. Most of the people over there, they believe in Buddhist religion. Buddhism. So we have people from Buddhist religion. We have people from Hindu religion. We have people from Islam, Muslim religions. Amen. So I want all of you to pray that you have never prayed before for us, for the safety of us. Amen. Few months ago, there was a man called Pastor Paul. He was a Hindu convert. He started a church in New Delhi, capital city of India. About 200 people showed up at the first service. 200 of them. He shook the city. The government officials knew about it. Oh, there is a man converted from Hindu religion. He is shaking the city upside down. By second Sunday, they came to see what was going on there. They saw what was going on there. The power of God manifested. People were filled with the Holy Ghost, talking in tongues. Miracles happening one after another. By third Sunday, the people increased in size. About 300, 400 people showed up. By fourth Sunday, there is a Hindu fanatic group came and threatened Pastor Paul. Pastor Paul, get out from this city. We don't want you. We cannot afford to have any more, lose any more people to Christianity. They think Christianity is a Western religion. He preached Christianity is not a Western religion. Christianity is a religion which gives peace and salvation to people regardless of any kind of people. All kinds of religious people. The following Sunday they came. More people added to the church. They became very, very furious. They started beating Pastor Paul. Told him, this is the warning for you. If whenever we come back, we see you, we're going to kill you. By the following Sunday, they came. More people worshipping in spirit and truth. This time, they brought a can of kerosene, like petrol or gasoline. As they were walking towards Pastor Paul, they saw his 14-year-old girl sitting by the aisle. They poured that kerosene on her, poured it over, and lit a blaze. She was burning, about to die. People didn't know what to do. As she was about to fall down, after fire consumed her, her final words were, "Dad, don't stop preaching." A 14-year-old girl, ablaze in fire, died. They thought the following Sunday, there will not be any more church. When they came the following Sunday, more people, regardless of the death of that girl, her parents, Pastor Paul preaching, clapping hands. They were so victorious, very happy. This time, they dragged Pastor Paul from the pulpit, took the parking lot, beat him so bad. When they looked around, somebody found a stone. Big stone, rock piece, started hitting him on his chest and on his stomach. He was unconscious. Because of the severity of that hit, His stomach wall was almost ruptured and parts of an intestine was about to come out. This time Pastor Paul was in the hospital for 3 months. One day the doctors told him, "Pastor Paul, you are going to be discharged tomorrow, Monday morning." Almost all the preachers, all the pastors in city of that Delhi, they came hospital to welcome Pastor Paul home. As everyone was waiting outside, a couple of people wheeled Pastor Paul in a wheelchair through the entrance. As Pastor Paul saw everyone, he stood up. He unbuttoned part of his shirt and everybody saw a small bag was hanging through his stomach. Dear people, Pastor Paul is still preaching the word of God with a colostomy. How many of us will do that? People daily facing threats. Some of our churches were destroyed. Some of the homes of our pastors were burned. But we are going forward to reach more people. I want your prayers. Let's go to the highways and byways. Invite everybody. How many of the American pastors do personal evangelism here in America? Only very few. How many people here in America, believers, they pass out gospel tracts? One of the tools that we use to evangelize is passing out gospel literature. Talking one-to-one. Personal evangelism, visiting their homes. People, if we do work like some other people in some other nation, pastors follow, we will have people from wall to wall in many churches. Amen. That is what I preach to American preachers. Many churches I go to, only few people in Pentecostal churches. I ask God why. In India you come, I will take you to a Presbyterian church. Maybe 5 people. Church of Christ Church. Maybe 3 people. Methodist Church. Maybe pastor and his wife. Go to in any Pentecostal church. I'm not talking about a particular sect. Any denomination. Go to any Pentecostal church. You will see people like 100 people. A small congregation. 200 people. 300 people. 400 people. Why? Because these people pray and seek the face of the Lord. They cry before the Lord. The ministers, they know the value of a human soul. So dedicated people. When we all get into heaven, I believe that there will be brown colored people more than any other colored people in the world. But I am thankful for the people here in America. Because people like you, about 65 years ago, somebody from America, 3 people. I do not know still how they got there. Yesterday I was thinking about it. I thought they came by the ship 65 years ago. They spent their money, took their time, went up there to preach the word of God in a crusade. My father, who was a young man about 20 years old, he was a fanatic Hindu man. He was sick. He spent all his money to doctors and hospitals. Nobody was able to heal him. At that time, these American people, this is why I love American preachers and believers. They conducted a week-long crusade. Since your pastor, Brother Stone, was in India, he knows the situation and about the churches. We do not keep any of these doors or windows closed during services. Everything is open. So whatever we preach or sing can be heard to the people who live around the churches. Also, most of the people who live around the churches, they are our believers, because every Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Wednesday evening, Friday morning, Saturday evening, they get to hear the word of God. Also, people over there, they are not concerned about noise pollution as we are here in America. You know, wherever you go, people make sound. Also, whenever we have a convention or a meeting, special meetings, we have a different type speakers, metal made. We take it and tie it on a tall tree, like coconut tree. So for the first time, being at home, my father got the privilege to hear the word of God. By second night, he went up there. These American preachers laid their hands on him and prayed a short prayer, and immediately he was healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. He was kicked out of his house for having Christ in his life. Same way my mother, she was sent to a Christian school to study mathematics and science and so on. But under the pretext of teaching secular subjects, they were teaching small children Christian songs and choruses, Bible stories. So when she turned 18, she told her dad, "Dad, no longer I will go to our Hindu temple to worship our demon gods. Rather, I will go to a Christian church to worship the Lord Jesus Christ." My mother died about 4 years ago. We saw every day the scars on her cheeks, parts of her back, the torture mark, beating, the torture that she took on her body to have faith in the Lord. We are that generation. We are so zealous to convert people. As many as. Get them into church. Get them to heaven. Amen. So I want your prayers. I will be back in this church. This is 16. So by 2020, after 4 years, I will come back here. I want to see the blessing. You've been so blessed since I came last time here. Your pastor looking so good. His wife looking very young. 25 years ago I saw her. She was just like this. She didn't grow much. She looked like 25 years ago. When I look like, she is still like that. God bless. I see the divinity, the integrity, and the shining of God on both of your face. And God bless you. Dear people, I want to stop my message here. I brought a small DVD. It takes about